And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we have a wine here that's a recommendation from a friend of mine and fellow podcaster. I was on, I wasn't on his show. I was watching his show a few weeks ago, and I was in the chat in the after show, and he had opened up a bottle of this wine, and he asked if I'd ever had it, and I said no, but I would be willing to try it, and he told me, that would be cool. So that's what I did. I went out and got a bottle of this, and I'm going to try it tonight. We're going to see if it's every bit as good as I expect it to be. And knowing Mike, I trust his taste in wine, so it's likely to be pretty decent. We'll see. We'll see. Also, I have some food to pair it with. We'll try it out with some foods and see how it works with that. Also, tonight's episode, we've got some national days to toast and some dad jokes to tell. And if you have any dad jokes you want to drop in the chats, please feel free to drop in the chats, and I'll read them. We'll see. We'll see what kind of dad jokes you come up with. You know. Also, I want to ask you. I want to poll you as far as how a certain word is pronounced. We can pronounce it a couple ways, I guess. I don't know. I've always pronounced it in one way, and recently I was told that was the wrong way, and now I'm pronouncing it a different way, and it was brought up that maybe that's not the way to pronounce it. So I'm going to poll you on that and see what you think. Okay, well, we have an exciting show lined up, and of course, to watch it, you can drop in the chats live. We are live in the chats. Let me show you where we are live in the chats. We are live on our Facebook page. It is Drink with Rick is the Facebook page. You can watch live on YouTube, the YouTube channel. Just type in Drink with Rick in the search and you'll find it. It's on the YouTube channel. And also on Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick and the number one, all one word. So that's twitch.tv/drinkwithrick1. And we're also on Twitter. Twitter is @drinkwithrick. And we're also on Odyssey. Odyssey, tonight's episode. You can find Drink with Rick, but tonight's episode is called Francis Coppola Claret. So that's where we are. And also, you can watch live on the website. The website is drinkwithrick.com. Yay. Okay. Drinkwithrick.com. Here it is. Drinkwithrick.com. You can watch live there. I don't have a live chat going there on the website, but if you click on the post for this episode that's running right now, you'll get a comment box. You can type in your comments. I will respond in kind. It won't be right away. I won't see them until later, but I will read them on the next episode of the show, unless it's spam. Now, if it's spam, it's getting deleted. So I've been getting a lot of spam in that comment box lately, and I have to go through and sort out the spam from the legitimate comments. But if it's a legitimate comment, feel free to post it. I don't think I need to explain what spam is. I think we all know what that is, the difference between a legitimate comment and spam, okay? Also, the podcast. The podcast goes out at Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you can't watch or listen now, you can listen later on just about any podcast platform out there. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Deezer Radio, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org, and by email. If you click on the little blue button in the subscribe page on Drink with Rick at drinkwithrick.com, you'll get a little box that pops up. Just drop in your email address in there, and the latest episode, you'll get the latest episode in your email as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. It's just for the podcast. And please, you can unsubscribe at any time, but please don't. Please don't. And you can ding and hit the like button and all that kind of stuff on all these venues, but that's up to you. I'm not going to promote. I'm not going to push that. I'm not going to beg for likes. I'm not going to beg for subscribes. If you want to like me, that's fine. I would be more than happy if you did and if you subscribe, but there's no obligation to do so. Look, I had a discussion with my a boss earlier this week about that very thing about people subscribing on YouTube and likes and the percentage of people that do that. You know, there's a larger, much larger percentage of people that just watch the videos and never do any of that than there are that actually like and hit subscribe. We had an interesting discussion about that. And yeah, admittedly, I'm one of those people that will watch a lot more videos than I like and subscribe to be honest. You know, so I won't take it personally if you don't. If you do, that's fine, but I won't take it personally if you don't. It's not that big of a deal. Look, as long as you're watching and enjoying the show, enjoying the content, that's what's important. Now, of course, you can hang out in the chats with me, and I would love that even more because you're part of the show. Look, this show, okay, I've got my show notes. They're right here, okay? But I don't follow them verbatim, and sometimes I like to stray away from them because this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. But aside from that, the show is not about me. The show is about the wine somewhat, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back with our favorite libations, no matter what they are. Doesn't have to be wine. It can be whatever you want, as long as you're legal to drink it, of course. And just kicking back, relaxing, and having a good time. You can snack, whatever you want to do. It won't offend me if you're eating during the show. It's fine. All the better. Some folks like to sit around and watch with their families and just sit around as groups. That's fine, too. It's all the more the merrier, right? As long as we're all together and we're enjoying our company together, that's what matters to me. Okay? So let's take a look at this wine here. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is a Francis Coppola Claret. This is a diamond collection black label, 2018 black label Claret. And yes, Francis Coppola, where have we heard that name before? Yeah, we'll get into that in just a minute. But before we do, let's get into the chats. Let's find out who's in the chats. And it looks a little bit quiet in the chat at the moment. Facebook is up. We're everywhere. Yes, we are live everywhere. You know what? I'm gonna post my good evening post in there in all the chats. There we go. And Brew243 is in the chat on Twitch. Brew243, thanks for being here. It's great to see you. It's been a little while, but how are you doing? I hope you're having a good evening. And whatever the brew is, yeah, let me know what it is. I like beer. You know, if it's beer or whatever it is, a nice ale. I enjoy a good ale every once in a while. Pale ales, yeah. I drink a pale ale every once in a while. I like some dark lagers, and I like a lot of beers as well. My son Tommy prefers beer over wine, actually. So I like a good beer every once in a while. And let's see what we have going on the other venues. Everything else, Twitter looks, I get some tweets here. I'm not really sure where we are with the notifications, but we get some notifications here. And thanks for watching, by the way. And I'm missing one of them. Where am I missing? Oh, yes, Odyssey. There we go. All right. We have folks watching on Odyssey. Join in the chat and say hi. Be great. Let's see what we got here. Okay. We're all cut up for the moment. We are all caught up. Oh, my lovely wife, she is in the chat on Facebook. She says hello, and hello right back at you to my lovely wife, Chi. And let me show you what she has prepared. She does an amazing job preparing the foods that we pair the wines with. This is what she has prepared this evening. Now, I'm glad she's in the chat because she can refresh my memory as to what this is in the middle. But what we have here is we have some shish kebab there, and I'm not sure which meat it is. I think there was a little prime rib and something else in there. And we have some pasta, some baked ziti with cheese that she prepared. It's all leftovers. Everything's leftovers here. It's all good, though. The leftovers sometimes are even better. We have some, I believe this is Cracker Barrel cheddar cheese. And then, of course, we have the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda here. And then in the middle, maybe you can tell me exactly what that is again. She told me what it was, but I really didn't. If you type it out, then it's easier for me to remember it. It's a Filipino dessert. It's very similar. What she said was it's a Filipino version of churros. It's sort of like a churro, but it's made with rice. So the dessert is okay. She says the dessert is sweet rice churros with caramel, but it's not a Mexican churro. It's like it's a Filipino version of the churro, right? Sweet rice churros, because the typical churro is made with flour, I believe. This is made with sweet rice flour. So we're going to try that out and see how that works as well. Looking forward to that. So once again, this is what we have tonight. This is the wine that we're going to... there it is. Francis Coppola, as in Francis Ford Coppola. Yes, one and the same. If the name sounds familiar, if you've ever watched, if you go to the movies a lot, if you've watched any of his films, this is the same Francis Ford Coppola, the famous movie director. He has a winery, yes. Actually, he has a couple of wineries. I think one that he had that was part of his family for a long time, and then one that he acquired. And there's a story there. I'll go into the story in a few minutes. But this is a Diamond Collection 2018 Black Label Claret. Not Claret, Claret. Claret. And this is, let me read the back of this wine. We're going to read the back of this wine here. Francis Coppola Diamond Collection Claret is our signature offering. As its British-derived name implies, it's made in the same style as Bordeaux's finest Medoc-type wines. Claret is a Cabernet Sauvignon-based wine, blended in the classic Bordeaux style that exhibits exceptional depth and texture with truly unique flavors. Our claret bottle is distinguished with gold netting, a tribute to the way Europe's finest wines were once presented. Wow, I did not know that. They all came in gold netting? I don't think this is real gold. It's just kind of gold color. I'm pretty sure it's not real gold. California Cabernet Sauvignon, vintned and bottled by Francis Ford Coppola Winery in Geyserville, California. There is 13.5% alcohol by volume, ABV, in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. And that's what we're drinking tonight. And I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be pretty cool. I kind of hate to, you know, in a way, I kind of hate to mess up, to open the bottle in the sense that I don't want to mess up this netting. This gold netting is kind of cool. I like that. Can you see that? Yeah, it's very nice. So I'm going to remove the gold netting. But before I do that, let's check the chats one more time. Let's check and make sure. Okay. And she says, according to the chats here, she says that we call it Pilipit. Is that, did I pronounce that right? Pilipit? Pilipit. I think that's what it's called. She's referring to the dessert here on camera three, that dessert that looks like, it's sort of like a churro. She says we call it Pilipit. Okay, thank you. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. And I can say honey. Because she's my wife, okay? Brew 243 says, swapping it up and having some wine alongside you tonight, a 2019 Altos Las Hormigas. Oh, okay. I couldn't read that too well. It's me. Altos Las Hormigas Malbec. I have to check that out. Is it a good wine? Is it a good wine so far? It sounds like it. I like a good Malbec. I've said that a lot, and I mean that because I do like a good Malbec. If it's a good one, let me know. All right, now I'm going to remove... Boy, I don't want to cut this netting. But let's see if I can slip it off of there without having to cut. There we go. Maybe I can just... I just want to leave this on. Why not? It's okay. I can do that. All right. Let me go ahead and cut the foil on this. There we go. Foil is cut. And then, okay, it's a cork. So I'm going to uncork the wine. Or as I like to say, I'm going to decork the wine. Because I just like to say that. I know. It's not professional, but then again, I am not a professional sommelier or wine taster. I'm an everyman who likes to drink wine, like 99.999% of everybody else out in the world. So if I want to say decork the wine, I can say decork the wine. Oh, and you know what? Maybe, oh, here we go. Didn't happen right the first time, did it? All right, let me... Okay, we'll decork the wine. And we're going to put the aerator in there. I did not decant the wine, but we're going to just decant it in our glass here because I have with me, of course, the renowned official Drink with Rick genuine Galway Irish Crystal Glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buytwoyradios.com. So I'm going to pour a little bit of this wine in here. Just a little bit for starters. Oh, it's a deep, deep red color. Okay. Looks good so far. All right, we'll set this aside for a moment and let it aerate and breathe for a minute or two. And I'm setting it on my official Drink with Rick coaster. Yes, I do use my own coasters. And we'll tell you how you can get some coasters, a pair of Drink with Rick coasters later on the show. In fact, I'm giving some away for the show this month, and I'll tell you how you can get two of them. So stick around. Very easy, and it's free. It can't be free. All right, so while it's decanting, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I hunted around to check out some details on the wine, and I found it's all over the internet pretty much, so you can check it out. You can Google it up. Wine Searcher had some prices on it. Vivino has a 4.3 rating. 4.3 out of 5 stars, 23 ratings. And let's see, it had a lot of reviews. Roger Wilco, there's a place called Roger Wilco Wines, and they had it listed, and they seemed to give it some good, I guess they're selling the wines, so I guess that's why. Oh, they're selling it for $15.98, but apparently they gave it a good description here. And let's see what else we got here. I got IMDb up here for some reason. They're talking about Francis Coppola. I must have just put that up in my travels. For those of you who don't know who Francis Ford Coppola is, and I doubt that too many of you don't, you know, he was... he's an American film director, a producer, and screenwriter. And he's known for a lot of his films, probably one of his best known films. Well, okay, he has a number of films that are really, really well known. One, of course, is Apocalypse Now and Patton. He actually co-wrote Patton, I believe, the George C. Scott film. And I think he got an award. He got an Academy Award for the Best Original Screenplay. And he co-wrote it with someone else. I think it was Edmund H. North, I believe. And let's see, the Godfather series, of course. I was going to get around to mentioning Godfathers, the Godfather movies. He won several Academy Awards for that, for the first one. And... He won an Academy Award for the sequel too, The Godfather 2 as well, as I recall. So he has had, he's done a number of films. Since, you know, look at his filmography. The Outsiders, Rumblefish, The Cotton Club, Peggy Sue Got Married. I mentioned the Godfather series, parts 1, 2, and 3. Bram Stoker's Dracula and The Rainmaker. Did I mention The Rainmaker? Maybe you didn't. Anyway, oh, and by the way, there is a little bit of trivia with Francis Coppola that we might go into a little bit later. But for right now, let's go back to the wines. They do own a winery. He owns a winery that's handed down from his family, I think. And then he bought another winery in California. And I think that winery is, I recall, this Francis Coppola winery in particular, this and one other winery that he had, he actually sold it, as I understand. He actually sold the winery just recently, I think late last year. I guess about a year ago, almost. So that's some background on Francis Ford Coppola. Classic filmmaker and apparently a classic winemaker, too. Interesting, interesting stuff. And Brut 243 is talking about his Malbec. He says it's quite good for its price range. I'm going to... Let me write that down before I forget it. Let me see it. If you like it and you recommend it, Brew, I'm going to see if I can find it and give it a try. I don't know if it's available in my area or not, but I will. 2019 Altos Las Hormigas. I will try that. I do. And this was a wine recommendation, too. This Francis Coppola wine was a recommendation from my friend Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show. A fellow podcaster and a very, very knowledgeable IT entrepreneur, business owner. He owns an IT company, done it for many years. And he gave it some high marks too, as I recall. So that's what prompted me to say, you know what, I'd like to try a bottle. Yadagami-sama is in the chat. Yadagami, great to see you. Yadagami says, hey, Rick, good evening. Where did you buy the wine opening kit? Oh, you're referring to this, my mechanical corkscrew. Actually, it was a gift from my wife, and I'm not sure where she got this one from. She's in the chat on Facebook, and she can probably... So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy using this. This is actually the second one I've owned. The first one my wife purchased for me from she got it from an estate sale, I believe, a few years ago, and we started using it on the show. Not long after we started doing it, and then it broke. So she went out and bought this one as a gift for me. So, do you recall where you purchased that one? Amazon. She said she got it from Amazon. So, yeah, Amazon. So you can probably pick those up. You can probably find them. They're probably under a few different brand names on Amazon. So Yadagami, you check out Amazon. I'm sure you can find them there. But it's really cool. And mine came with a couple of extra of these screws and a couple other items. It's pretty heavy duty item, and so far it's worked pretty well. We had one false start with this cork tonight, but sometimes it happens a little bit if the cork is either really tight or I don't have it down there good enough to pull it out. So that happens. So Amazon, that's where you got it. So if anyone else is interested in purchasing one of these, I don't have an Amazon link for it, so I don't have an affiliate link for it there. I probably should put one up on the site. Maybe I can do that at some point. But if you want to, you can just go check it out on Amazon. It should be good. Okay, so let's get back to the wine here for just a minute. Go back to the wine itself. I checked around on Wine Searcher. Wine Searcher had it in a number of places. Total Wine and More in Millennia. This is in Orlando. This is the Mall of Millennia, which we've been to a number of times. In fact, we were at the Mall of Millennia for dinner. We had dinner there with family back in May, at the end of May, when we went down there for PodFest 2022 in Orlando, Florida. So Total Wine & More in Mall Millennia. I didn't know they had a Total Wine there, actually. $12.47 a bottle. Woods Wholesale Wine in Michigan, Grosse Pointe, Michigan, $12.96. Martin Wine and Spirits in Louisiana and New Orleans, Nolens, $12.97. Total Wine in Las Vegas, $12.97. B21 in Tarpon Springs, $12.98. It seems to be sort of averaging about the $12.99, $13. In Dunedin, Florida, Lukens Wine and Spirits, $12.99. And Martha's Vineyard Limited in Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Not in Martha's Vineyard, but in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's $12.99. $13.95. We're going up a little bit now. Empire Wine in New York, that's in Albany. Bassers Fine Wine in Coral Springs, Florida, $13.99. Okay, Prime Wine and Liquor in New York, and that's in Suffolk, $13.99. And it goes up in Bellevue, Washington, is around $13.99 as well. And it's going up now. Yankee Spirits in Massachusetts and Sturbridge, that's $14.99 in Hackensack, New Jersey, at a place called Tipsy, T-I-P-X-Y. Lighthouse Wine and Spirits in Massachusetts, that's $14.99. That's in Beverly. And Conn's Fine Wines and Spirits in Indianapolis, Indiana, $14.99. It seems to be going up. I think, what's the most expensive? It's a long list. It's available in a lot of different places. House of Wine and Liquor in Woodbridge, New Jersey, $15.99. And I think it goes up from there. It goes up to about $16.99 on the first page. There are about three pages of this. I'm not going to read through it all. Vivino has it listed for $19.99 for the 2018 vintage, I believe. $19.99. So that's about the highest I see it here. But I'll tell you what I paid for it, because I have the receipt. That's right here. I have the receipt right here. Purchased at Total Wine and More. This is in Ballantyne Commons Parkway in Charlotte, North Carolina. I paid for this Coppola Diamond Claret. $12.97. So I paid $12.97 plus whatever the tax was. And that was for this bottle of wine. Apparently, I guess that's the median price. So I didn't get a super deal on it, but I guess I didn't get ripped off either. So I guess that's some consolation. All right. So let's go ahead. And I think it's had some time to open up a little bit. So let's give it a little whiff. This is the first time. Now, I've had a Francis Coppola wine before, not this. I've not had a claret. I don't think I've ever had a claret wine, really, that was a full claret wine. Now, there is some Cabernet in there, as I understand. I don't think it's 100% Cabernet, as I understand it. But it's made with Cabernet. So this should be interesting. Let's give it a whiff. Cherry and kind of oaky. It's kind of smell, and it does smell a little oaky. And there's something else in there. Might be my lower lip, upper lip. Cherry. And a hint of raspberry, some red fruit in there. And it's a little oaky, but I'm getting a little hint of chocolate in there too. This is a pretty bold wine. So, and it looks bold. This is a bold looking wine, fairly heavy bodied. It's full. I don't want to say heavy body. It's a full bodied wine. I'm a heavy body. This is a full bodied wine. Some self-deprecating humor for you on a Saturday night. It is quite bold. And some median tannin in the wine. Yeah, medium tannins. Cherry and raspberry. Most of them getting something else in there, too. A hint of chocolate. But something else. But it is oaky. Maybe a little black fruit in there somewhere. I can't pick it out, though. per se, but it's actually a pretty smooth wine. It has a very long finish. And interestingly enough, it's, even though it's 13.5% alcohol, I can kind of get a little of the alcohol in the throat going down. It's kind of warm going down. So it's a little bit, maybe it's a little higher alcohol than they're letting on that it is. I don't know. It's a fairly long, little plum. They may be a little bit of plum in there, I think is what I'm getting so far. We're going to let it open up some more. We may get some more flavors as it opens up tomorrow. It's actually a fairly smooth wine, but it's very dry. And I kind of like it so far. I can see why Mike picked this wine out. It's actually a pretty decent wine to drink so far. We'll continue to drink it and see how it goes because, you know, you don't really know for sure how this wine actually tastes until you get right down into the bottle. And I've just barely scratched the surface, so to speak. I've barely touched the bottle. So we'll find out as we go along. Yanagami says, thank you and your wife for sharing this info. No problem, Yanagami. I'm glad you're here, by the way. And stick around because we're going to have some fun and we're going to tell some dad jokes. And you know what? We're going to pair it with some food here in a minute, this wine. But I have a question for everyone here in the chat about a specific word and how you'd pronounce that word. And I have been pronouncing it. Maybe I've been pronouncing it wrong all these years. And I switched the way I was pronouncing it, and then I was told that that was wrong by someone else. So I'll go into the details of that later on. But for first, let's go ahead and pair this wine with the food while it's still fairly lukewarm. All right, let's see what we have here. Let's see what we're going to pair it with first. Let's pair it with steak first because it gets cold pretty fast. And this is, I'm not exactly 100% sure if this is, my wife said that she made some shish kebabs tonight, and she put a mix of two different types of beef on here. Those all came from, I don't even know if it came from St. Cal. But there was some prime rib, and I think she said there was, what was the other meat? It was prime rib is one of them, the little chunks. We can't afford a whole big one. Now, this is pretty good. Kind of cold, but still good. Very chewy. And let's try it with the wine. This piece is very chewy. Make sure I do it 30 times here. Goes nice with the steak. I like it with the steak. My wife grilled this. She made some shish kebabs with this steak. And I think she marinated it. She marinated the wine. I haven't had enough of this. Take two. Where's my... Oh, yeah. Okay, let's try this again. Take two. Okay, she marinated the wine. Take three. Oh, boy. She marinated the meat, not the wine. She may have marinated the meat in wine. I don't know. In which case, you may have marinated the wine, too. I don't know. That is a horrible save. That wasn't even a save, was it? This is live, folks. And when it's live, anything can happen. And that's what makes this show so entertaining, is just to see where and when and how I'm going to screw it up next. All right. And I mean, I'm not even... Look. I haven't even touched the bottle, hardly. It's going to be a long night, huh? need a nice big bottle to go with it. Okay, so anyway, it went pretty well with the meat, and it really did, because she had grilled the meat, not the wine, the meat, and marinated it, it really brought out, the wine really brought out that flavor even more. It just, it really brought it out and accentuated the flavor of the meat. And that's what I was trying to say before I so botched it all up. Okay, let me clear the palate a little bit. Okay, water here, wine here. Let's try it with the, let's go back to camera three. Let's try it with the pasta. And this is some ziti, some baked ziti with cheese. Oh boy, this should be pretty good. And this is a Cabernet, so we'll, which camera, I don't even know which camera I'm on anymore. All right. Good. Okay, it makes the sauce a little on the sour side. The sauce is a little on the sour side with this. I think the claret's good with the cheese and the pasta. We'll find out more in a moment with just how well it goes with the cheeses. But it's not a bad pairing, but I think it does make the sauce a little sour. That's just me. So, I don't know. It's not bad. It's just a little on the sour side. Some people like more sour tasting tomato sauces. And I don't know. It just seemed to make it a little more sour. All right, let's clear the palate one more time. And let's go back to camera three. And let's try it with the cheddar cheese. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, this is a Cracker Barrel medium cheddar cheese, I believe. So we're going to try it with that. And it's good cheddar, by the way. I like the Cracker Barrel cheddars. They're pretty good. Okay. Okay, now interesting enough, it adds a little tartness to the cheese. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but I expected the cheese to be a little bit creamier than it is. But what it did do is it added a bit of tartness to it. I'm not sure how I feel about that. But it's not a bad pairing. I mean, I could drink this wine eat with cheese, but it did seem to add a little tartness. Maybe that was because that was a medium cheddar. I don't know. Okay, clearing the palate again. Back to camera three, and let's try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. And yeah, I kept saying I was going to have a drum roll ready, but I still haven't done that yet. So maybe next week. Double cream Gouda. It is quite Gouda. I don't know. Some people call it Gouda. I call it Gouda. Because that's what it is. Nice. And this is a good pairing, actually. Pretty good pairing. Slight tartness to it, but I'm not sure where that tartness is. It must be coming from the wine. Let's see. There's a slight hint of tartness to the wine. I don't know, as it opens up, just a little bit, not a whole lot, just a little twinge of it. Let's clear the palate one more time. I think we'll try it with the what is this called again, Chi? Pilipit. I'll try that towards the end of the show because that's dessert. And my wife says filet mignon. Okay, so there was a mixture of two different Two different meats in here, and I don't know which was which. I really don't know which was the... I don't know which one was the filet and which one was the prime rib. I really don't know. It all looks the same. It's all grilled now. So either one, there's some prime rib, there's some filet. I don't know which is which. So I may have gotten all of the filet. I may have gotten all the prime rib, or maybe a mix of both. I have no idea. But it's quite good. And Bruce laughing. I'm not sure what he's laughing at, but it's probably all. It's probably this whole show. Okay, so we can put the tasting aside for a minute. I tell you what, let's do. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit. I have not had enough to drink. Let's lighten up the mood a little bit, and let's go back to the chats for a moment just to check. Okay, quite everywhere else. That's good. All right, and let's toast some national days because we do have a few national days to toast. So everyone who's drinking with me, and hope everyone is drinking with me, whatever it is, and let's toast the national days. Gonna pull up the bottles back there. By the way, my daughter Tia, otherwise known as CM Cinder on Twitch, she created that animation. She does all my graphics and animation for me. And she can do that sort of thing for you as well. She takes commissions at tiasavoya.art, or tiasavoya.com. And you can order commissions from her there. And she does all kinds of artwork, and she does some animation. July 23rd, which is today for another 1 hour, 10 minutes. July 23rd. Is Gorgeous Grandma Day. So to all the gorgeous grandmothers out there, all the gorgeous grandmas, here's to you. I will drink to that. By the way, these national days are coming from nationaldaycalendar.com. Marlo Anderson is the CEO of nationaldaycalendar.com. All these come from them. They kind of set the tone and set the pace for the national days out there. July 23rd is also, oh boy, I don't have much time for this, National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I don't have time to go get any vanilla ice cream. I should have had some vanilla ice cream here, but it would have been all melted by now. It would have been vanilla ice milk. Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I should have had some. But I will drink to that. Vanilla Ice Cream Day. I like vanilla ice cream. I like chocolate, too. I like strawberry. I like... What's your favorite ice cream, by the way? I have some favorites. What's your favorite? I kind of like the birthday cake ice cream. And I like the... Oh, I like the salted caramel. That's become a favorite of mine, too. The salted caramel ice cream. That's really, really rich and decadent and just good. But there is an ice cream that I like to get when I go up to Blowing Rock, North Carolina, up in the mountains. They have an ice cream store there, and they serve a Superman ice cream, which is pretty good. It's like a multicolored, the red, white, and blue ice cream. It's called Superman, and it's pretty tasty. I like that. So whenever I go up there, I like to get it with extra sprinkles. Yes, I know. It's what made me the man I am today. Okay, National Vanilla Ice Cream Day. Did we toast that one? Let's toast it again. I'll drink to that. All right. Today is also, July 23rd, 2022, is also National Day of the Cowboy. Fourth Saturday in July is National Day of the Cowboy. And what a national day it is. The cowboys who brought us all this wonderful beef, like the beef that is sitting on this plate over here. National Day of the Cowboy. I'll drink to that. Let's drink some national days for tomorrow, which it'll be tomorrow in another 8 minutes. No, excuse me, hour and 8 minutes. Wow. Usually we're running way behind. July 24th is National Amelia Earhart Day. Here's a National Amelia Earhart and a Day. And, you know, Amelia Earhart, she flew around the world and became famous for that. Here's to National Amelia Earhart Day. It's also National Cousins Day. I want to raise my glass and make a toast to all my cousins on National Cousin Day. Here's a National Cousins Day. I will drink to that. It's also National Drive-Thru Day. Yes, it is. Who knew that? It's National Drive-Thru Day. Where would we be without our drive-thrus? And I think it's just a general drive-thru celebration because we're talking about drive-thru banks, you know, drive-thru tellers. Those are handy and very convenient. Drive-thru, of course, the drive-thru fast food. You know, who can, almost all the fast food places worth their salt have drive-thrus in them. And there's some restaurants now because since the COVID pandemic, there are some drive-thru restaurants now. We went to a pizza place. I'm not going to mention the name of the pizza place, but we went to that my son and I did for lunch. And it turns out, we got out of the car, we walked in and placed our order, and then when we walked out, we realized, wait a minute, they have a drive-thru window at this pizza place. We could have just phoned in our order, driven up to the drive-thru window and picked it up. They have drive-thru dry cleaners. Those have been around for a long time. I remember back in the day, do you remember, I don't know if you're old enough to remember this, a lot of you, but when I was younger and I used to make films on Super 8, 8mm, and shoot film on regular roll film, we had these kiosks. We had these little Kodak photomat kiosks. They were called photomats. And you just drive up to the kiosk, drop your film off, come back, you know, a couple of days later when they called you back, and then pick your film, your photos and your films and all that kind of stuff back up at the drive-thru. It was called a photomat, just a little kiosk, a little island kiosk in the middle of a parking lot somewhere. And those are kind of cool. And so drive-thrus have been around for a long, long time. They've had drive-thrus for look how old I am. We've had drive-thrus for a long time. It's not an invention of COVID by any means. The COVID period has pretty much given it a whole new life, I should say. Although I think drive-thrus are always popular, but it's given it a whole new life since then. So, yeah, drive-thru and made it even more popular for a lot of, especially for a lot of businesses that didn't have drive-thrus before, like the pizza place I just mentioned. So that was kind of new for me. But they have been coming up with drive-thru convenience stores and all kinds of drive-thru places. Yeah, the drive-thru cleaners, I think I mentioned the dry cleaners that were drive-thru. So here's to National Drive-Thru Day. Very convenient way to conduct business for everyone. All right. Now we come to another favorite. Everyone have their drinks ready? Anyone drinking tequila, by the way? Is anyone drinking tequila? Because this next one is for you. If you're drinking tequila, you definitely, this is for you. Did you know that today, July 23rd, 2022. Oh, excuse me, July, not today. It's not today yet, is it? It's tomorrow, which will be today in about 1 hour and 3 minutes. July 24th, 2022, excuse me there, is National Tequila Day. Yes, it is National Tequila Day. And Mike is in the chat. Mike, it's great to see you in the chat. Mike says, hey, Rick. Chunky Monkey. Yeah, that's a popular ice cream. Let me make a toast to my good friend Mike Dell out there. Chunky Monkey, I will drink to that. What are you drinking, Mike? Tequila. We're going to toast National Tequila Day, as a matter of fact. So let's toast National Tequila Day. To National Tequila Day, I will drink to that. Tequila. What's your favorite drink with tequila in it? I have a few. I know what my wife's is. Anyone have a favorite drink with tequila? Or do you just like to drink it plain, you know? To National Tequila Day. And Mike's saying drinking diesel. Bud. this Bud's for you. Oh, Mike, yeah. I I have no comeback for that one. All I can say is, yeah, drinking diesel, bud. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know what's really sad? Well, I don't want to get into that right now. I can't get into that now. But let me check the other chats here for just a moment, see who else is joining. Okay, we've got people are watching the chat. And join in and say hi. It's okay. You don't have to give me a dissertation, but join in and say hi and tell me how you're doing, what you're drinking. Now, we get back to the we have a couple more national days. Okay, we got National Tequila Day, which I toasted. I will toast again. Here's the National Tequila Day. Now, we have one called National Thermal Engineer Day. I'm going to have to ask Marlo what that's all about because I didn't check that out. But National Thermal Engineer Day, a thermal engineer. Here's the thermal. I'm in a toasty mood, so I'm just going to toast it. Here's the National Thermal Engineer Day. Is it getting me or is it getting hot in here? Seriously. All right. And the last one, we're going to wrap this up. The last one is National Parents Day. The fourth Sunday in July is National Parents Day. Here's to National Parents Day. I do miss my parents. Neither of them are with me any longer. And my wife's they've passed as well. Here's to National Parents Day. For those who have their parents, toast them each and every day. They're the only parents you'll ever have. Yadagami says, Patron Arejo tequila, good tequila by itself, and good mixed with orange juice as well. Oh, tequila and orange juice, yeah. Patron Arejo tequila. Sounds pretty good to me. Well, here you go. Here's the Yadagami, by the way. A toast. And I think for that, with that, we'll do that. That'll do the national days. That'll do the national days. All right. And once again, this is what we've been drinking tonight. This is the Francis Coppola. Francis Coppola wine. Yes, the same Francis Coppola that brought us the Godfather movies and Apocalypse Now and so many other classics. This is a 2018 Black Label Claret. And yes, it is a Cabernet Sauvignon. I don't think it's a full cab. I don't know. It tastes like a blend to me. I didn't research to see if it's a 100% cab. I don't think it kind of tastes a little bit like a blend. Could be wrong about that. But this was recommended to me by my good friend Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show. And if you've never checked out Mike Tech Show. He's also on Twitch, by the way, for those who are on Twitch. Just check out Mike Tech. I think it's under Mike Tech or Mike Tech Show. And he does his shows, I believe, on Thursday nights. I don't know. It's kind of sometimes I've seen him on Wednesdays, sometimes on Thursdays. And it's kind of I don't always catch a show live because it's like Mike. Mike Dell does a couple of podcasts as well, by the way. I mean, should give Mike a shout out. As a matter of fact, Mike, I tell you what, if you want to go ahead and put in fact, let me open this up to everybody who's here. You have a Twitch channel, you have a YouTube channel, you've got a I haven't done this in a while, by the way. If you have a Twitch channel, a YouTube channel, a podcast, drop it in the chats. I'm allowing this tonight. Please drop it in the chats on Facebook, whatever. Drop your links in the chat. Mike, you can drop your links in the chat. Yeah, you can also, you know, drop one in for the Blueberry podcast. And Mike says, good old margarita is my favorite. I love good old margaritas. Yeah, I love a margarita. And as a matter of fact, that's my wife's favorite too. She likes a margarita. And that was her go-to tequila drink. Margarita, here's some margaritas, by the way. And we'll drink to that. So, yes, Mike says, Podcast Insider Thursday at 11 a.m. on Facebook Live and the podcast. And by the way, Mike, I don't always get to watch it live. I don't often get to watch it live. I have to watch it after the fact because, or actually listen to it after the fact. As I do, like I was listening to the new media show today with Rob and Todd. I was listening to it on the Amazon Echo. And that's because when you guys are doing your shows during the week, I'm usually at work and I can't. When I was working from home, it was a little bit easier, but now I'm back in the office in Rock Hill selling radios, you know. And so, and when I'm at the office, I'm not always able or free to watch the show live, so I have to catch it later. But yeah. Mike Dell's World, when I get around to recording. Mike says, Mike Dell's World, when I get around to recording. And Mike and I go way back to Tech Podcast Network. And he was doing, he's done a number of podcasts back then. But he used to do Geek in the North. When did you stop doing Geek in the North? You did that for a long time, didn't you, Mike? I know you did that for quite a while. And I used to listen to that quite a bit. And never get a chance to listen to the underwater basket weaving show. I don't know. that's an old joke there. But anyway, so Mike says, a few years ago, I'm the king of pod fade. Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think you've had a lot of longevity with podcasting. And Mike, Mike's been podcasting probably longer than me. And I've been doing it for over 16 years. So yeah, Mike and I go way back. And as well as Mike Smith, you know, we have, I mentioned two different Mikes. There's Mike Dell here and the Mike Smith of the Mike Tech Show. He's also been podcasting for many, many years. Mike says April 2005. You started podcasting in April 2005. Yeah, you beat me by just a little over a year because I started in early June of 2006 is when I started doing the Force Field podcast. And actually, before that, I was doing a show called Tech Ethics. I did a short run doing a podcast called Tech Ethics, and then right after that is when I, towards the end of July, it was end of June that I was doing the Force Field. So, yeah, we go way, way back, podcasting for a long time. And let's see, Bruce still laughing. Yadagami says, oh, and pineapple juice as well. Okay, so you're mixing with the tequila, you're mixing the orange juice and the pineapple juice together, or you're having it separate? You're doing the tequila with orange juice and sometimes with pineapple juice, or you're mixing orange and pineapple juice with the tequila? I guess you're mixing all three of those, right? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Okay, you know, I've got a question for everybody. Okay, so we were talking at the dinner table tonight. We were talking about Francis Coppola, because I said, you know, I'm going to open this Coppola wine and drink it, which is what I'm doing now. And we started talking about some of his films and things. And then this subject drifted a little bit. I think it went to the word reprise or reprise. Okay, and so we've had this little discussion, and I was calling it Reprise. And then my son started calling it, Tommy started calling it Reprise. And I said, no, I think it's Reprise. And he says, you sure about that? Because I've always heard it as Reprised. And I said, well, you know, the thing is that I've always seen it written, and very seldom up until recently have I heard it actually used. And I looked at it, and I always thought it said Reprised because, you know, R-E-P-R-I-S-E-D, Reprised was in the name that, I mean, the word that I would just normally associate it with. But then I started hearing people saying it was Reprised, and then I did a search on the internet, and everywhere I searched, it was pronounced Reprise. So I changed the way I pronounced the word. I started saying it was Reprised. And then tonight at the dinner table, my son says, oh, Reprise. And I said, wait a minute. Okay, I'm confused. And then we started talking about it, and we all got confused at the table. Is it Reprise or Reprise? And he had to look it up, and he says, you know, I think it depends on how the word is used, the context in which it's used. In music, I think they say Reprise, and when you're referring to someone doing a performance of or doing an action of some sort, it's Reprised. And I said, no, I'm really confused. So I wanted to poll everybody. I wanted to poll you tonight, and I'm just curious. Some people never even use the word, so I don't know. But what do you think? Is it Reprised or Reprise? How do you say it? Reprise or Reprise? Yadagami says yes together. Okay, so pineapple juice and orange juice together. That's I would say yes together, all three. So pineapple juice. Isn't there a kind of a drink that does that? But pineapple juice and orange juice and tequila, that has to be a pretty, I bet that's a sweet drink too. I like orange juice, and I love pineapple juice, you know, when it's mixed with some other things, but pineapple juice can be kind of sweet. So, orange and pineapple and tequila together, that's got to be a sweet drink. So that sounds pretty good. Well, I will drink to that. Mike says, I did the first ham radio podcast in 2005. It's called Ham Radio Pod Class. Wow, cool. Ham Radio Pod Class. I've got to look that up. Let me look that up because I know I'm going to lose it in the chat if I don't, but I'm going to take the back of my show notes. My blueberry, by the way, blueberry show notes. Free plug for blueberry.com. And let's see. What was it doing? Oh, yes. Ham radio pod class. Oh, I did not know that. I'm going to have to check that out, Mike. Thanks for letting me know. The first ham radio podcast. So you are attributed with the first ham. And this is before, before a lot of these other guys were doing it. Before, let's see, who's doing it now first? Now, still. Who's doing it now still? It's, let me see who I've heard that's been around since almost that long. I would like to say, are they still around? No, sometimes, okay, well, I'll have to think about that because there are a few that are more recent that have popped up, and there are a couple that I remember listening to a long time ago that I haven't really kept up with. So I'll think about that. Ed's here. Ed is in the chat, and Ed says, Ed here. And Ed, it's great to see you too. Thanks for joining in. You missed the National Day toast, but I'm going to toast you. By the way, you know what? I have something I've been meaning to show you for a long time. One night where is it? If I can find it. Blues, I've got a list of so many things here here it is, right here. Okay. So I'm wandering around in the wine store, not the wine store, it was Total Wine. This was sometime back last year. And I saw a bottle of this and I said, hey, I would love, because Ed is in the chat most of the time, most weeks. And I said, oh, you know what? I should get a bottle of this and review it on the show. And the week that I reviewed this bottle of wine on the show, Ed wasn't there. It was this one. It's called Edmundo. It's Edmundo, and it was actually very good wine. I really enjoyed it. But I bought that. The reason I bought that wine, I didn't know anything about it, but the reason I bought that wine was because I thought it would be really cool when Ed was in the chat on the show that I could bring up this wine that says Ed, and we could open and drink it and toast Ed. And that was the one episode he missed. But Ed, here's to you, by the way. Okay, Mike said, oh, wait a minute. Here's some history that I didn't know. Mike says, we have cases of the show notes pads. Come get some more at Podcast Movement next month. Okay, I knew that. I know you have cases of those. I picked up a few more, as a matter of fact. I've got a few. You got these new ones here. I think you got these. I think these are the new ones, right? Those are the new ones. I got a few of those. I picked these up at PodFest. I saw Mike and Todd over at PodFest, and I picked up a few more of those. But I wish I could make Podcast Movement, but we sort of already blew all of our budget and our vacation time this year going places, so I don't think I'm going to be able to make Podcast Movement. That's in Dallas, I think, this time around, right? That's going to be in Dallas. Wish you could. Would love to make a Podcast Movement. And I've told Jared easily, I said, look, if you can get Podcast Movement over here on the East Coast somewhere near where I am, I'll definitely go. Like maybe, I don't know, maybe Atlanta or Charlotte or someplace like that, someplace closer where I can drive to, then I can go. But and he says, we'll think about it. But I guess Mr. Franks has to make part of that call, right? It's not all on Jared. So, and Mike, okay, so this is the part that I did not know, which really intrigues me. Mike says that Gordon West and Bob Heil. Now, I did not know that. Did you do any podcasting with Gordon West? Because I know Gordon West did some stuff. We sell his books, by the way, over by Two Way Radios, by twowayradios.com. For those of you who don't know, I am the product manager for By Two Way Radios. And we sell, one of the things we sell are the Gordon West training books for ham licensing. He does a number of books for that, and we do sell those, and they're pretty popular. We have a local club here that's what they teach on. They teach on the Gordon West books. And Mike says, no, he didn't like me doing a free class back then, Gordon West. Oh, man. But yeah, Gordon West has made a pretty decent living doing his classes and selling his technician class books and his general class and his extra class books. We've sold quite a few of them over the years. But and there are people that like the Golden West. Now, for those of you, I'm getting into the weeds here, but that's what I do here on the show because it is a stream of consciousness kind of show. And as I said before, as I said so many times, you guys make the show. You guys and gals, everybody there, you direct where this show is going. Right now, Mike has directed me to talk a little bit about ham radio podcasts of the past. And Mike says he does ham. Okay, that's the one I was thinking of. That's the one I was thinking of. Thank you, Mike. Here's to you, Mike, once again. Ham Nation, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, with he does Ham Nation with Bob and a few other people. Yeah, I was thinking about Ham Nation. That's the one I was thinking about because I know that's been around for a long, long time. In fact, I've got one of their cards, one of their postcard-sized cards still stuck in my office somewhere. I think Leo did that too, right? Leo Laporte was doing Ham Nation with Bob And some of those, he's one of the few other people, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Leo was involved with Ham Nation for a long time, right? Yeah, I think so. My memory serves me correctly, as sometimes it does, and other times it's somewhere else entirely. Mike says, yeah, it was on Twit Network for a long time. Yes, it was. And he says, now it's indie. Now it's an indie podcast. Yeah, for those who are not familiar, Twit is it stands for This Week in Tech, the Twit Network, and they've done a bunch of shows. And Leo Laporte is nationally syndicated. He does his Leo Laporte show, which is nationally syndicated on a number of AM stations still. I still hear him from time to time on our local WBT radio station every once in a while. But yeah, Leo is kind of another legendary radio guy who became got into podcasting as well pretty early on. So, and Twit Network still produces a lot of podcasts, and they do some live streaming on Twitch, as a matter of fact. For those of you on Twitch, if you're curious about, I shouldn't even be plugging them. They never plug me. The guys at Twit. By the way, is anybody interested in a domain name? Because I'm selling Twit Week. I own the Twit Week domain name. If anyone is interested. Yes, I do own the Twit Week domain name, and I've had it for many years. I'll sell it at a reasonable price. I was going to try to sell it to the guys at Twit, but they didn't. So far, they haven't responded. But yeah, I do own that domain name, twitweek.com. So the Tech Guy Show, yes, the Tech Guy Show. And Mike says also his partner on ZDTV, Kate Botello, lives here in Traverse City, Michigan. She's a classical music DJ on the local classical station now. Oh, is that what she's doing? Did not know. Yeah, thanks. This business is as interesting as the radio and TV, the broadcasting business is. And I did 14 years in broadcasting myself. Mostly in television, but as big as the industry is, it's still kind of a tight network, and a lot of people still know a lot of other people in the business or have met other people. Everybody's kind of met everybody in the business or knows everybody in the business in some way or another. So it's still when you're in the business, it's kind of like everybody kind of knows who everybody is. And it's kind of like in podcasting. Well, actually, podcasting has grown. When podcasting first started, it was everybody knew everybody. You know, it was a very, very close-knit kind of group, or tight, I guess because there weren't that many people in it. But now there are so many podcasters, and there are so many people getting into podcasting, and it's become... It's really become a vast universe of people. So, and a lot of the people that have been into it for a long time, a lot of the newer people that are getting into it, that had been getting into it the last few years, really have no idea who's come before them. They really don't know any of these people, and they're making up new rules and things to go along. Here, I'm just getting on my rant now. Okay. I'll send the rant. No rants tonight. Okay. I could tell some dad jokes, though. So what do you guys think? Is it reprise or reprise? Reprise or reprise? What do you all say? I don't know what to say anymore. I don't know what to say, if I should say reprise or reprise. If I say reprise, then somebody's going to laugh at me, like Brew. I think he's still laughing. He's still there. If it's reprise, other people are going to say it's reprise. It's reprise, you idiot. You should know better than that. And if I say reprise, somebody else is going to say it's reprise. It's If I say reprise, it's going to be reprise, reprise. Everybody calls it reprise. Nobody calls it reprise. I don't know what to call it. So I'll just keep writing it down, just not not say it. That's how I've been doing so far. Okay. Enough of that. Okay. Mike says it's reprise. It's reprise. Okay. I'll go with that. See, Tommy Antio here, he's been calling it reprise, and he told me it was reprise. So Mike's saying reprise. So that's what he says. I'll go with that. And Tommy Antio, if you're watching the chat now, you've been vindicated. You've been vindicated, reprised by Mike. Mike says, I got a promotion at Blueberry. I'm now VP of Customer Relations in charge of the support and sales teams. No kidding. Wow, that's excellent. Well, you know what that calls for, if I can find it, because last week I lost it. Let me see if I can find it here. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's see. Where is it? Here we go. There it is. I got it right here. Here's to you, Mike. Mike got a promotion at Blueberry. He's now VP of Customer Relations in charge of support and sales teams. This is at blueberry.com, one of the premier hosting sites for podcasting, for podcasts. Here's to you, Mike. Congratulations on your promotion. Congratulations. And you can clip that if you want, by the way. Here's to Mike Dell. And give you another toast, Mike, because I like toasting. And I'm really happy for your promotion, by the way. Congratulations. Very happy indeed. So, you know what? I should do this too. Just because I can. That's for Mike. Okay, and Ed, tell me how you're doing, by the way. So Ed is here, and I'm glad Ed is here. I'm glad everyone's here. Ed says, if ever I try that wine, I'll find out if two Eds are better than one. That's good. Ah, wait a minute. You missed one, Ed. If two Eds are better than wine. Yeah. Where's my Two Eds are better than wine. Yeah, that was bad. I'm not known for my good jokes. Okay. So maybe it's time for some dad. That was the dad joke for the night. Okay. All right, let's tell a few dad jokes. I'll tell you what. Anybody have some dad jokes? If you've got some dad jokes, let me know. And I'm pulling these from the 365 days, your daily dose of dad jokes. It's right next to this platter of food, which is getting really, really cold. This is on camera three. 365 truly terrible wisecracks. A daily dose of dad jokes. And I'm going to pull from this and read it. This is by Taylor Kalmus and Peter L. Harmon. So let's look up what today, what's today's date? The 23rd, 7/23, June, that's the June. July, July 23rd. Okay, some time for some dad jokes. July 24th, because these are a dad joke a day, kind of, that's what this book is. Yesterday, a potted plant fell on my head. I only have my shelf to blame. Yeah. Okay, that rim shop came a little late. 25th of July. Did you hear about the headphones that became friends? They were earbuds. Yeah. 26th of July. Did you hear about the guy who was addicted to brake fluid? The good news is he couldn't... I messed that up. Okay, all right, where's my... Take two. I think I already ruined this joke. Maybe that'll improve it. 26th of July. Did you hear about the guy who was addicted to brake fluid? The good news is he could stop at any time. Yep. Okay. Here we go. 27th of July. This is a knock-knock joke, by the way. Knock-knock. Who's there? Broken pencil. Broken pencil who? Never mind, it's pointless. I don't have one for that. 28th of July. What's Beethoven's favorite fruit? Banana, banana. Yeah. I know. July 29th. I don't trust stairs. They're always so up and down. No, that one doesn't get one, no. July 30th. Why do ducks have feathers? To cover their butt quacks. Laughing for all the wrong reasons on that one. Okay, let's finish July 31st. A carton of milk and a bottle of ketchup were hanging out in the refrigerator. Hey, the milk said to the ketchup, did you hear about the rumor about the butter? The ketchup was intrigued. No, what happened? The milk thought twice. Well, if you haven't heard, maybe I shouldn't tell you. Why not? Asked the ketchup. I promise not to spread it. I think that'll do it. Dad jokes this week. If you have any dad jokes, send yours in. And you could win. You could win. I'll choose the best dad joke or the worst one from the ones you send in to me. Send it in to rick@savoymedia.com, rick@savoymedia.com. You could win a copy of this dad joke book if it's still around. By the way, speaking of which, I did promise you that I would tell you how to get some coasters. Mike, I think you have some coasters. Ed, you have some coasters. Here's how to get some coasters. And by the way, Ed has a dad joke right now. And by the way, Ed says, I'm glad we put our Eds together on this. Okay, that's another dad joke, but that's actually a good one. I like that. That's a good one. Okay. Ed has a good one here. He says, two astronauts were in orbit and one complained about drinking all his coffee black. The other said, in space, no one can. Here, use cream. I think I saw them. Okay, well, why not? I like that. Okay, that's okay. I think I saw that on Facebook earlier this week, but that's good. I'll let you have that one. Okay, so I did say I was going to tell you how you can get some coasters, because you can. And I have, when I went to PodFest, I took a whole bunch of these coasters with me. I came back with a few left. I didn't realize that I still had some extra ones. I'm showing them the wrong camera. It's this one. It's what I do. So I have a pair of these, and you can win them. Not win them. You can have them as long as I have them in stock. Here's how we're going to do it. Put it up on camera three. There we go. Drink with Rick Coasters, the official Drink with Rick Coasters. If you want some for free, and I'm giving these away for free, all you need to do, if I can find where I put my stuff here, there we go. All you need to do is to send me a self-addressed stamped envelope. Send me a self-addressed stamped envelope and it must be postmarked by July 31st, 2022. You don't have to send it, but you got to postmark it by then. As long as I have them in stock, this is while they're available, while they're in stock, I'll send you two of them for free. This is for the continental U.S. If you're in the continental U.S., I can send them. If not, that might be an issue. But I can send them, if you're in the continental U.S., I can send them for free. This is where to send them, the self-addressed stamped envelope. Send it to Savoia Media Coaster Offer. That's 6420 Ray Road, R-E-A Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. I'll read that one more time. Savoia Media Coaster Offer. 6420 Ray, R-E-A, Road, Suite A1, number 209, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28277. And as long as I have these, as long as they're available, I will send you a pair of them for free. So that's what we got going on there. Oh, Mike's got a dad joke here. Let me get some of these ready here. There we go. Mike says, why do fathers take an extra pair of socks when they go golfing? In case they get a hole in one. I've heard that one. I'm going to give you this one anyway. Good joke. Hey, I did say they could be the best or the worst. Anything in between, just send in your dad jokes. It's fine. It's all good. And Brew 243 says, I've heard it both ways as well. I normally read it as reprises, though. So we've got two votes here. Actually, three if you're counting my son, Tommy, because he said he thought it was reprise. And that's how I used to think of it, was reprise, until I was told I was saying it wrong, and then I changed it to reprise. But Brew says reprise. He says he's read it as reprise. And also Mike says reprise. So what do you say, Anthony? Is it Anthony? Jeez. Ed, I'm sorry. I'm reading this. Goodness. Maybe I have had enough tonight. There's no take two on that one. All I can do is... I don't have, yeah, I do. I got that again. Okay, so, Ed, sorry about that. Okay, so, Ed, what do you say? Is it reprise or reprise? Now, Ed is a very learned person as well. He knows his words. He is a wordsmith. And he's a writer, and he knows his words. So, Ed, what do you say? Is it reprise or is it reprise? That's the big debate here. That's the big question. Reprise or reprise? Or does it really even matter? Mike says, Mike has another dad joke here. Mike says, what did the zero say to the eight? That belt looks good on you. I like that one. It's bad, but I like it. Very cool. All right, so I had something else here. What did I have here? Now I can't figure out what it was. Okay. I had something else going here, and I don't remember what it was now. All right, so anyway, I think it's going to be close to wrapping this up. I'm going to give this a final review here. And you know what? Next week, I'm going to try to have some more film, some more video, some more film for you. And if you'd like to show up next week, I think that we will have another one of our Super 8 films to show. In the meantime, let me give you a final review on this wine, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight. What we're drinking here is the Francis Coppola wine. Francis Coppola wine. Yes, that Francis Coppola. Francis Ford Coppola. 2018 Black Label Claret. This is from the Diamond Collection. Yeah, the Diamond Collection, and I think I've probably had enough for tonight. This is a Cabernet. It does taste like a blend to me, but this is a Cabernet. I've been tasting some cherry, some raspberry, a little hint of plum. It's a little bit of a little taste of chocolate in it too, a little oaky. This is a fairly bold wine. This is pretty bold and very dark complexion, and it has about some medium tannin to it. But it's a decent wine. It went okay with the pasta, except it made the sauce taste a little bit on the sour side. It's good with meat. Went really well with the steak tonight. I really liked it with that, and it brought out the flavor of the steak. Whatever my wife marinated it in. And it went pretty well with the cheeses, although it did have a little bit of a tartness to the cheddar. That was a little on the tart side, but it went pretty well with the Trader Joe's cream double cream Gouda. Excuse me, I like this wine. I can see why Mike likes it. Now, I think he does kind of like a lot of the bolder wines. It kind of depends on the mood I'm in on whether I like a wine that's really bold or not. This one's okay. I like this one. This was pretty good. And it's fairly smooth. It has a long finish to it. A little more alcohol in the finish, kind of a taste in the finish than I would have expected or would have liked, but not bad. 13.5% alcohol by volume, or so it says on the bottle. But it does taste like there's a little more alcohol on it than I expected. So, I paid $12.97 a total wine in Charlotte, North Carolina. So, not a bad wine. I would recommend it. I would say it's a pretty good wine to drink, unless you don't like bold, dry reds. If you don't like bold, dry reds, then it's probably not the wine for you. But if you do like it, it should be pretty decent. I think you should like it a lot. And once again, for Mike Smith, here's to you. Thanks for the recommendation. So, anyway, so that's my final review on the wine. And this is what we, and by the way, you can once again pick up get your free drink with Rick Kosher's. And anybody who's watching who has sent theirs in already, I've already shipped out some to you. You should, as a matter of fact, you should already have yours. I don't know if anyone in the chat is in the chat tonight that sent them to me, but you should already have yours because I sent them out early in the week. And if not, then you should be getting them very, very shortly. Because I did ship out a bunch on Monday. I sent some out on Monday. So there you go. And yeah, if you already have some, you can send in for some more. It's not a big deal. They're good coasters, but they don't last forever. So if yours are getting a little bit ragged or looking a little not real fresh, just send me another self-addressed stamped envelope. And as long as I have them, I'll send them out to you. Okay. Well, I think it's just about to time to close the show out. Let me check the chats one more time before we go. And I tell you what, it's been a bad equals good is what Mike says. I just got lost. I got sidetracked here. Mike says bad equals good. Yes, bad equals good when it comes to the jokes. Yeah, it's true. But where was it going? I broke off in the middle of a sentence here. I don't remember what I was going to say now. There is one person I do want to bring out, and I'll bring him out here momentarily. But once again, next week, if nothing changes here, next week I have another wine over here that might be really surprising, good or bad. It might be surprising. It's a $4 bottle of wine that I picked up at, I think I got this at Total Wine. No, I've got that at Trader Joe's. Let me see if I can pull this out here. This thing over here. And I thought it was pretty interesting for $3.99 a bottle, and supposedly some people like it. So I'm going to try it out. This is on the low end of the price spectrum, but we'll see if it's any good or not. But so we'll give that a try next week. Plus, next week, as I mentioned before, I want to try and have another film ready for you, one that you've never seen before, one that has never been released on the internet. I'm trying to get it ready to get it finished in time. One of my Super 8 films from way back when I was shooting sound films on Super 8. And we'll see. It'll be a surprise because I've got a couple here, and I'm not sure which one I'm going to have ready yet. But I'm going to try and get it done in time for next week's show. And I think you'll enjoy it. Ed, I think you'll enjoy it because I'm not sure if you've ever seen this one or not. Ed says, dictionaries differ. American Heritage prefers one way, but I forget. Shticks of one, half a dozen of the other. Yeah, so I can recall it. I can call it reprise or reprise then, huh? And I might get laughed at by everyone. Doesn't matter. Whichever way I say it, it's going to be wrong somewhere to somebody, right? You can't believe... I'm just trying to find the correct way to say it. You know, I was calling him Francis Coppola, and it's like, no, it's Francis Coppola. And then my wife says, I thought it was Coppola. I'm just saying that there are different interpretations. You can interpret something in writing in many different ways. That's what makes the written word so interesting, isn't it? And that's what makes it so interesting, is that you can, there's so many different interpretations of the same piece of writing. Mike says, have a good night, bedtime here, and you have a great one, Mike. Thanks for joining me. Once again, I'd like to thank everyone who's joined me tonight. I'd like to thank my good friend Mike Dell, and also Ed Anthony, and everyone who's joining me in the chat, my lovely wife Chi, and those who are in the chat watching but did not jump in. Yadagami, thanks for being here on YouTube. And Brew, thanks for being here. And everyone else who is joining me on Twitch. And everyone who's joining me on Odyssey and Twitter as well. Thank you for joining me tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you. Now, there is one more thing before we go that I want to bring out. Yes, you know who he is. Yes, you know. It's none other than my good friend, Roadkill Bill. Yes, Roadkill Bill. Roadkill Bill. He is the official mascot. The official mascot of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. And his message is, do not drink and drive. He knows. He should know because he's Roadkill Bill. Do not drink and drive. Please drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, whatever it is. Do not drink and drive. Think of others as well as yourself. If you need to go somewhere, call an Uber, call a Lyft, call a cab, call a friend. Really, it's best to just stay put. Because you never know. I mean, you know, buzz driving is drunk driving, as they say, right? And it's true. Do not drink and drive. Do not text and drive either, because that's also extremely dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.